412 systems that we found, that you're absolutely right, and I would hope, this is, I can't say this for the record, because 25%, I don't know, but I sure hope it would be at least that. I believe there are some of those systems out there that are very well founded. The only difficulty I see facing us here is how much time we have to get after the 412 and make that determination. As we stated, we're already looking at all of the new things that are coming on board, new requests, more contracts, more purchases, and those are being scrutinized, I believe, to a level that will enable us to keep that at 25% or lower.
Well, I would certainly hope that before you approve any new requests and new things coming online and new equipment and new software, that you keep in mind that the legislature may think that many of those people shouldn't be on computers in the first place. Let me go on to the next.
I agree.
What do you think the number is?
Mike Wheeler, again, I cannot give you the number, because the thing we have to consider here, that you go to any individual customer of ours, any one of the agencies, any division, section, department, in their mind, what they're using that machine for is vital, in their mind. Whether it's running an accounting system, or whether it's counting fish, or whatever. So, but we have not mentioned several very important items that have just recently come into place. For the first time in my memory, and I've worked for the state for almost 20 years, we are now requiring a cost-benefit analysis of every piece of either a new system, an application system, or a piece of hardware.
And I've seen too many of the computer vendors work backwards to sell you that, and I've done that myself, and don't bother bringing any of those into this committee. Okay, does anybody have a number? Do you have a number as to a 25% or a 50% or?
You know, I might, if I might be a little bold to restate your question, because I don't think that perhaps the key element is how many people, how many employees of the state of Alaska can you take away service from? The question is, how many more employees of the state of Alaska can you give better service to for the same number of dollars, or for fewer dollars?
I don't think that's the question, sir. I think the question is, if you're a corporation in distress, the corporation in distress does not get itself out of distress by trying to keep every one of its subsidiaries who are dragging it down. There's no question in my mind that with 412 systems, that one or more of those 412 probably weren't necessary, and I'm just trying to get in my own mind a handle of, not necessarily in terms of systems or employees or users, I am trying to find out in my own mind if there's any kind of a feeling for whether we could cut our computer services in half and really lose very little, or whether it's 75% before we start to really cut into the bone. How far can we go back before we cut into the bone in terms of reducing services, not spending nor employees, cutting out whole programs, taking people who are on computers off of computers? The biologist who has his nice little toy so he can count the number of fish going up a stream, they ought to use a abacus or something.
Mr. Chairman, Anton Slot speaking, at the risk of eliciting yours and the rest of the committee's danger, I think the only thing that I can positively say, and I think this is just a simple recognition, it's a similar thing to what the President of the United States said about where our economy was at. You have an economy that has been abused for 10, 15, 20 years, it doesn't turn around overnight. You first have to identify. This problem didn't start a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, or 4 years ago. It has grown, but spent approximately 2 months, the first time in probably a fair number of years, recognizing also that the budget of this state was approximately $350 million worth of unrestricted revenue in 1974.
Well, you're telling us how we got here.
I know,
I don't know what you're going to do about it.
Mr. Chairman, in 2 months, we've just been able to identify how much money is out there. That's the first time that has been done, but I think it would be to simply say and throw out a number and say, well, we know for sure that 25% is gone.
No, I'm not asking.
I cannot give you that.
Okay, then, but is there anybody else who can give us the number? The question is in regards to a number.
I can help you right at that.
Okay, how?
Mike Wheeler, first of all, I'd like to give you a handout that shows who is using those services, my agency. You will note in there, as you go through that, several kind of interesting things. Number one, you will notice that the vast majority of the work is done during the daytime only.
you will notice that the majority of the work is being done via terminals. Everyone has to have instantaneous access to the data. Is that really necessary? The state should address what they want to use computers for. The reason I can't give you the number of who should be cut off is because, again, to that particular agency, that's important to them. But the state has to do is say, what is it that we want to use automation for? Do we want to support people like researchers? If the answer is yes, it's going to cost some money. If the answer is no, then that type of usage could be eliminated. But that basic question must be asked and answered before you can really say that.
Okay, we're going to have a brief at ease now.
Mr. Chairman, before you break, I would be very happy to discuss any questions. Mr. Gall, Representative Gall, excuse me, mentioned that
sorry, you can call me Peter.
You mentioned that you had substantive questions about the budget, and I'd be very happy to address those if you want to say.
We will certainly get to those. I think that there's a very real...
What is our plan for subsequent meetings of this group?
This is the first time that we digest and maybe even talk about and then come back to. Well, I'd be prepared to recess this for a day or two while we think about what we're going to come back to.
Well, I think they're coming too.
Even though we're at an at ease here, let me throw out a timing question to you. Again, we're not personally looking at you as the source of all these problems and so forth. You're getting the source of our ire, but the fact is we're not looking for a scapegoat. We're not amateurs. Look at it, because I think that other things equal, the LIPO system is going to be the way in which we're going to operate. So with that, I'm going to adjourn the meeting, recess the meeting, and we will come back after we work out a...